I'm Janelle, and you're listening to Mom's Secret Fort. Before we start, I want to let you know that in this episode, I mentioned the type of dancing that happens in bars with no windows. You may not want your kids to listen. Hey out there. It's day 21 here in Berlin, Germany during coronavirus lockdown. I think I might not be alone on this one. Have you guys also been hitting up Netflix extra hard lately? I know some of you are laughing at the idea of having time for such things. If you're still working full-time and homeschooling-ish, and running your increasingly shabby restaurant, and maybe scrubbing a toilet here and there, then you're likely whimpering into bed by 10 o'clock most nights. You don't have time to watch arrogant idiots being eaten by their own tigers. I don't actually know if that's what happens. I can't bring myself to watch. But by now, many of you have burned through your favorite shows and are entering the deep end of Netflix. I know that what I need more than movies is to escape into books, and I really thought I would, but I'm having such a hard time concentrating that I can't stay focused long enough to get into anything. I had a call with my book club a couple nights ago, and it sounds like a lot of us are experiencing this. Not only had nobody read the book we'd chosen for our meeting, which, by the way, we had long let go beforehand, but everyone was saying they couldn't find any book they could get into. I'm going to keep poking around to find something, but in the meantime, escape is escape, so back to the Netflix. I have to say, I'm not a big watcher during the week, but my house has definitely had an uptick of family movie watching on the weekends. By then, we've just run out of creativity, as well as the will to fend off the insane excessive screen use. My daughter is just shy of 11, and though she's a mature and savvy kid for her age, we do try to keep movie choices at her speed. But we'd kind of exhausted that category before even going into lockdown, so now we're in serious hit-and-miss territory, and I don't pre-screen the films we watch. In case you're also at the bottom of the barrel, I'll share a couple that I recommend, whether or not you have kids, and then I'll share one that I definitely don't recommend if you do have kids. All right, for the recommendations, I'm starting with Rudy. I think it's an above-average feel-good movie. Perseverance when the odds are against you, etc. It's clean, it's based on a true story, which I'm a big fan of, and if you're like me, you'll end with a big warm fuzzy feeling. But I do warn you, don't look up the real Rudy on Wikipedia after. I think it's fair to say the sequel of Rudy's life would set your faith in humanity back a step. Moving on, another movie I'm going to stand by is 9 to 5. I loved this movie back in the day, and I have to say I appreciate it even more now. It's not only hilarious and creative, but the writers were so on point with respect to gender inequality in the workplace, long before anyone was acknowledging it, much less doing anything about it. It is dated, and I did have to pause a few times to catch my daughter up on the plot, but I thought the trade-off of the mature, though not over-the-top, content was worth seeing a movie where women are the clear heroines. There you go, two great movies. So that'll get you through, like, a half a day. Now comes the movie I cannot recommend if you have kids watching with you. Beverly Hills Cop. I know. How could I possibly think an 80s movie starring Eddie Murphy would be a safe bet for my 11-year-old? But it's the same mistake we parents keep making with music. When, "Oh, I love this song, kids, come check out my old-timey moves," is quickly followed by, "Wait, what did he just say?" If you don't know this movie, it's a 1984 action comedy starring Eddie Murphy. And if you don't know Eddie Murphy, he's an American comedian and actor that at the time was known for non-family-friendly language and content in his stand-up. I saw Beverly Hills Cop at least 20 times when I was my daughter's age. But in retrospect, I'm sure my parents had no idea. I knew there would be some F-bombs, but my daughter has heard that word many times, and she knows it's inappropriate for her to use. That said, I found it shocking. Shocking, if not admirable, how many times Eddie managed to drop those F-bombs in the first few minutes of the movie while still maintaining some semblance of a coherent script. But looking past that, the movie was light and fun with a great 80s vibe. Until we got to a scene that I hadn't remembered at all. The characters are suddenly in the kind of bar that has no windows. I think you know what I mean. Yes, you do. Anyway, before I had time to grab the remote to skip ahead, my daughter blurts out, "Oh, pole dancing. I get it." I was stunned. Get what? She went on, "Well, remember last Thanksgiving at Karen's house?" She went on to remind me of something I had said that night that had caused confusion and that I wasn't able to clarify at the time in front of 30 people and a turkey. She continued, Dad tried to explain to me later, but I didn't understand. Now I do. Then she concluded with a big wave at the screen. Good talk. Of course, we did talk about it for a few minutes, and while I'm definitely not looking to expose my daughter to these types of images intentionally, I'm happy that I was there when she saw it. I want to be the one to help her understand it, at least to the degree I can understand it. Anyway, when our chat was over, we fast-forwarded through the scene and finished out what was an otherwise really fun movie. Over the past few weeks, my daughter has learned, among many things, how to sew a mask, how to visit a friend on a computer, how to tell when mom needs a minute, how to spell quarantine, and how to make someone feel special on their birthday, even when nothing feels right. And now, thanks to Eddie Murphy and my lazy mom movie selection, I guess we can add what pole dancing is to that list. I don't know when life will return to normal for any of us, but when it does, these kids will be ready for it.
Mom's Secret Fort is produced by me, Janelle Schermerhorn. The music is Isolation by producer Loom Hill. The best ways to keep Mom's Secret Fort going are to subscribe through your favorite podcast app, tell a friend, and like it on Facebook, where you can also access the show.